Aiko Sato leads a small group walking single file towards Pahoa Japanese Cemetery. Thick grass, nearly 4 feet tall, surrounds us as we make our way down the dirt path. As we get closer, a black wall of dried lava comes into view. For many residents, it's a constant reminder of last fall, when the active flow seemed on track to hit the small town. We step onto the young lava. It crackles under our feet. Several families have gathered to visit the cemetery, most for the first time since last fall. A Japanese Hawaiian family sing a blessing as they leave an offering of a small stone wrapped in tea leaf at the base of the lava. Many, like Aiko, never thought they would have a chance to return.
I think it evokes a lot of different emotions. Like I said, it's sort of surreal to see how the landscape has changed. And yet for me, going to the cemetery, it's like a renewal of spiritual energy.
David Fujimoto is the minister of Puna Honganji Mission. He's leading a special service for the first time since the lava flow. Last year, he held a goodbye ceremony in September, thinking it would be his last.
You know, I remember the first time seeing all this. I don't even know if freaky is the... It's just unreal.
He shows me a Buddhist altar, renovated just months before the lava flowed through the cemetery and barely missed it.
I mean, you know, just to see just this part right here, just a little finger come in and that's all.
Most of the 250 graves are now under a blanket of lava. Some headstones have been uprooted, others buried. That's the case for Gladys, who's come to pay respect to the graves of her ancestors.
Ours is where that lady is standing, in that general direction, but it's like, how many feet under? 10 feet under?
20.
20, yeah. Maybe about 10 years before, we moved all the urns into the columbarium in Keao. So it was just the monument itself. And my brother had thought of removing it. We should have at least brought it to the Keao church, but a little too slow and too late.
But the lava didn't claim everything. Aiko Sato's family grave is one of the few that was spared.
I'm able to go and visit grandma and grandpa, and it's like pay my respect to all the unknowns as well as all those graves that have been covered. They'll know that they aren't forgotten.
While the road to the cemetery remains impassable, the Pahoa Nikkei Jinkai are still determined to hold their annual Obon ceremony at the cemetery. Aiko says plans are set for early July. Molly Solomon for HBR News.